How many of you have received grades?
中间有谁收到过成绩单的？
Next slide. There we go. Students get report cards.
学生们通常会收到一份成绩单。
Teachers tell you which subjects you're doing well in and which need more work.
老师会告诉你哪些科目你做得好，哪些科目需要更加的努力。
Many people receive evaluations from their bosses or supervisors.
许多人会受到他们老板或主管的评估。
It also lets them know what they're doing well at and what needs some work.
这也让他们知道自己在哪些方面做得好，哪些方面需要加油。
What if Jesus gave our church a report card?
如果耶稣给我们的教会发一张成绩单呢？
How would you feel?
你会怎么想？
Would you be excited to see what Jesus thinks about our church?
你会很激动地想要看到耶稣对我们教会的评语吗？
Or would you be worried?
或许你会担心吗？
The English congregation is starting a series on the seven churches in Revelation, where Jesus gives each church a report.
我们英文堂正在开始学习启示录中的七个教会，在这其中，耶稣给每一个教会做了一份报告。
He tells them what they're doing well, and the bad things they need to change.
耶稣告诉这些教会哪些地方做得好，哪些地方需要改进。
As we look at the church in Ephesus, think about our church.
让我们来看以弗所教会的同时，来思想我们自己的教会。
Before we dive in, let's learn a little background.
在我们深入研究之前，让我们先了解一下历史背景。
Paul starts the church in Ephesus in AD 52.
保罗在公元52年开始在以弗所建立教会。
During his second missionary journey.
这也是他第二次的传教旅行。
It was one of the biggest cities in the Roman Empire.
以弗所是罗马帝国最大的城市之一。
There was a huge temple to the goddess Artemis, and making idols was a big business.
那里有一座巨大的阿特米斯女神庙，在那里制作偶像是个可以赚大钱的生意。
On Paul's third missionary journey, Paul stays in Ephesus for 2 years, from AD 54 to 56.
在保罗的第三次传教旅行中，保罗在以弗所停留了两年。从公元54年到56年。
Eventually, the Ephesian church grows enough to be persecuted.
最终，以弗所教会成长到足以受迫害的程度。
There is a man named Demetrius who makes idols.
有一个制作偶像的人叫迪米特斯。
He gets a big crowd angry at Christians and starts a riot.
他让一大群人对基督徒产生了愤怒，并引发了一场暴乱。
Soon afterwards, Paul leaves Ephesus to continue his missionary journey.
不久之后，保罗离开了以弗所，继续他的传教之旅。
Around AD 62, Paul writes a letter to the Ephesians while imprisoned in Rome.
大约在公元62年，保罗被囚禁在罗马时，给以弗所教会写了一封信。
This is the book of Ephesians in the Bible.
这就是圣经中的以弗所书。
In this letter, Paul thanks God because of their faith in Jesus and their love for each other.
在这封信中，保罗为以弗所教会对耶稣的信仰和他们对彼此的爱而感谢神。
Around AD 64, Paul leaves Timothy to lead the church in Ephesus.
大约在公元64年，保罗让提摩太去带领以弗所教会。
Paul tells Timothy to pass on his teaching.
保罗告诉提摩太要把他的教导传下去。
We don't hear about the Ephesians until Jesus gives John the message to the Ephesian church around AD 95.
一直到公元95年左右，耶稣把向以弗所教会传的信息交给约翰之前，我们便再也没有听到关于以弗所教会的信息。
How has the church grown?
教会发展的如何了？
Have the people been faithful?
人们是否一直保持他们的信仰？
How is the next generation of Christians?
下一代基督徒的情况又是如何呢？
Jesus tells the Ephesians he knows their works, labor, and endurance.
耶稣告诉以弗所教会，他知道他们的行为、劳碌和忍耐。
In Greek, the word translated as labor is kapos.
在希腊语中被翻译成劳碌的词是 kapos.
It means hard work with troubles.
他的意思是有困难的工作。
They have been working hard to serve Jesus, and it has not been easy.
他们一直在努力地为耶稣服务，这并不容易。
They have probably been copying Paul and Timothy by teaching people to follow Jesus and sharing the gospel.
他们可能一直在仿效保罗和提摩太，教导人们跟随耶稣并分享福音。
Jesus also sees their endurance.
耶稣也看到了他们的忍耐。
Jesus knows they've been doing this hard work for 40 years.
耶稣知道他们已经辛苦地工作了40年。
Ephesians get a gold star.
以弗所教会得到了一颗金星。
Their Savior and King knows all that they have been doing.
他们的救主和君王知道他们所做的一切。
Our church is 25 years old.
我们的教会有25年历史。
Some people here have been faithfully working hard to serve Jesus for all those 25 years.
在这25年中，很多人一直在忠心地为耶稣服事。
Jesus also knows all the hard work you've put into our church.
耶稣也知道你们为他的这个教会所做的一切的工作。
Jesus knows the Ephesians don't allow evil people.
耶稣知道以弗所教会不允许恶人。
They weren't fooled by people pretending to be teachers or apostles.
他们没有被假装是老师和使徒的人所愚弄。
The Ephesians also hate what the Nicolaitans do.
以弗所教会也讨厌尼哥拉人的所作所为。
We don't know what the Nicolaitans did, but we know that Jesus hated them too.
我们不知道尼哥拉人做了什么，但是我们知道耶稣也讨厌他们。
The Ephesians have not fallen for any bad teaching.
以弗所教会没有落入任何不良的教导之中。
Gold star.
金星。
Jesus also knows they have been strong through persecution.
耶稣也知道他们在迫害中一直很坚强。
Many other people tried to shut down Christianity in Ephesus, including Roman emperors.
包括罗马皇帝在内的许多人都在以弗所试图打击基督教。
But through everything, they remained faithful to Jesus.
尽管如此，他们仍然忠于耶稣。
Gold star.
金星。
Even though they were doing very well in these areas, there was one big problem.
尽管他们在这些方面做得非常好，但有一个大问题。
The Ephesians used to be known for their love, but they abandoned that love.
以弗所教会曾经以他们的爱心而闻名。但他们离弃了他们的爱心。
We don't know exactly what the Ephesians did wrong, but we know that love was missing.
我们不知道具体以弗所教会做错了什么，但我们知道爱心是缺失的。
The original Greek word here is aphiemi.
希腊语的原始动词是 aphiemi.
It means to move away and also used for divorce.
意思是离开，也用于离婚。
The relationship between God and Christians is built on love, but the Christians practically divorce themselves from that love.
神和基督徒之间的关系是建立在爱之上的，但基督徒事实上已经从这种爱中离开了。
Their theology was correct, so their heads were in the right place.
他们有着正确的神学观念，所以他们的想法是对的。
They were working hard for Jesus, so their hands were doing the right thing.
他们在努力地为耶稣工作，所以他们的手也在做着正确的工作。
But Jesus wanted their hearts.
但耶稣想要他们的心。
Jesus said the two greatest commandments are to love God and to love other people.
耶稣说，诫命中最大的两条就是爱神和爱他人。
In Paul's letter to the Ephesians, the word love appears 15 times.
在保罗给以弗所教会的信中，爱这个词出现了15次。
Paul told the Ephesians God was their loving father.
保罗告诉以弗所教会，神是他们的慈父。
Because God loves them, they should walk in love and spend time in it.
因为神爱他们，所以他们应该花时间在爱中与神同行。
They should also live a life of love, because Jesus loved them so much, he died for them.
他们也应该过一种有爱心的生活，因为耶稣非常爱他们，甚至为他们献出了生命。
Their works were good, but God wanted love.
他们的行为是好的，但是神要的是爱。
Imagine it's Valentine's Day.
想象一下，今天是情人节。
What if I spend time to get a bouquet of 1,000 flowers for Mitzi?
如果我今天花时间去买1000朵鲜花给木慈。
Good. And I reserve a table at a Michelin star French restaurant.
然后我在米其林星级法国餐厅预订一张餐桌。
And I buy her a romantic card.
接着我给她买一张浪漫的卡片。
Would Mitzi like that?
木慈会喜欢这样吗？
I need your help. I don't know. I think so, right?
我觉得是。
What if we go to the restaurant and I give her the presents and I say, "Okay, I've done my part. Bye bye."
如果我们去餐厅把礼物给她，然后我说，好吧，我已经完成了我的任务。Bye bye, 再见。
Would she like that?
她会喜欢这样吗？
I think so.
Yeah, 我觉得会啊。
Wait, she wouldn't?
她不会吗？
Oops. I spent effort to get her gifts and a restaurant she liked.
我花这么多力气去买礼物和订她喜欢的餐厅。
Isn't that enough?
这还不够吗？
If I do those things just to do those things, she won't feel loved.
如果只是为了完成任务而去做这些事情，她就不会感到被爱。
Parents, what if your children obey you and have good grades, but don't love you?
父母们，如果你们的孩子服从你，成绩好，但不爱你，怎么办？
The Ephesians should be full of love for Jesus and each other, but the love was missing.
以弗所教会应该对耶稣和彼此充满爱，但爱心却是缺失的。
Remember that this church was over 40 years old.
请记住，这个教会已经有40多年历史。
A young adult at the beginning would be in their 60s now.
在教会刚建立时加入的年轻人现在也已经60多岁了。
They would likely be grandparents.
他们现在可能已经是祖父母了。
The church should be filled with second and third generation Christians that love God.
教会应该充满了爱神的第二代和第三代基督徒。
Why wasn't love passed down to the younger generation?
为什么爱没有传给年轻的一代？
Why did love die?
为什么爱会消失呢？
Let's look at three common reasons churches lose their love.
让我们来看看通常教会失去爱心的三个原因。
Spending time with God and other Christians can become routine.
与神和其他基督徒相处的时间可能成为一个常规。
When Christians first believe the gospel, it's usually exciting.
当基督徒第一次接受福音时，通常会非常兴奋。
Many new believers are excited to read the Bible and learn about the God that loves them.
许多新信徒对阅读圣经和了解爱他们的神会感到很兴奋。
Chang told us about a friend who is a new believer that's eager to start a Bible study group.
Chang 告诉我们，他的一个新朋友是个新信徒，很想参加圣经学习小组。
Some of us were excited like that too.
我们中间的一些人也会这样非常兴奋。
Over time, we think we already know enough, so reading gets boring.
随着时间的推移，我们认为我们知道的够多了，所以觉得阅读圣经变得很无聊。
We forget that God's word has supernatural power that God can use to change our hearts.
我们忘记了神的话语有超自然的能力，神可以用它来改变我们的心。
So we ask ourselves, what's the point of reading this again?
所以我们问自己，再读这个到底有什么意义？
Prayer can become routine too.
祷告也会变成常规。
Some of us were excited to spend time talking with God.
我们中一些人会花时间与神交谈，对这感到非常的兴奋。
Our world is always changing, and God is infinite, so there are always new things we can talk to God about.
我们的世界总是在变化，而神是无限的，所以总是会有新的东西我们可以跟神交谈。
But we pray the same thing over and over again, so prayer becomes routine.
但我们反复祷告同样的事情，所以祷告也成为了常规。
Do you think God feels you're reading and praying out of love?
你认为神是否能感觉到你是出于爱和来阅读和祷告的吗？
If you have children or younger Christians around you, do they think you spend time with God out of routine?
如果你身边有孩子或年轻的基督徒，他们是否会认为你花时间与神在一起是出于常规吗？
Maybe things become duty.
也许基督徒的行为变成了责任。
Early on, the Ephesian church was full of people that loved each other.
早期以弗所教会充满了彼此相爱的人。
Maybe you started out loving people too.
也许一开始你也是爱别人的。
We all know some people are hard to care for.
我们都知道有些人不太好相处或是很难去爱的。
But God calls you to do it, so you're gonna do it.
但神呼召了你，所以你决定要去爱这些人。
After a while, it becomes painful to pour your time and energy and emotions on others.
一段时间后，你会觉得把你的时间、精力和情感倾注在别人身上很痛苦。
But that's what God tells you to do, right?
但这是神要你做的，对吗？
It's your duty.
这是你的责任。
Maybe you're so busy pouring yourself out by serving, serving, and serving.
也许你已经完全摆上自己，在服事中忙得焦头烂额。
During fellowship or Sunday worship, you don't think about how you can experience God's love.
在团契或主日崇拜中，你不会去思想如何体验神的爱。
Every time you meet with other Christians is just another time to pour yourself out.
每次你与其他基督徒见面，都只是在奉献你自己。
Taking care of others or serving may have started because of love.
照顾他人或服事，可能是因为爱心而开始的，但它却变成了要履行的责任。
But they turn into a duty to fulfill. You forget that your priority is to abide in Jesus' love.
你忘记了你的首要任务是住在耶稣的爱里。
As Jesus fills you up, his love overflows and pours out on others.
当你被耶稣的爱充满的时候，这份爱会溢出来，浇灌到别人的身上。
You forget that you need others to love and take care of you too.
你忘记了你也需要别人来爱和照顾。
For many that serve the church, this is how they lose their love.
对许多教会服事的人来说，他们就是这样失去爱心的。
Are you motivated to spend time with God and other Christians out of love or duty?
你花时间与神和其他基督徒在一起的动机是出于爱还是责任？
Do your children or other Christians around you see that you serve because you are overflowing with Jesus' love?
你的孩子或你周围的其他基督徒是否看到你的服事是因为你被耶稣的爱所充满？
Many people in the church end up loving comfort more than Jesus or other people.
教会中许多人最终爱舒适多于爱耶稣或其他人。
A lot of research shows younger Christians suffer when us older Christians don't leave our comfort zones to love and care for them.
很多研究表明，当我们这些年长的基督徒不离开我们的舒适区去爱那些关心那些年轻的基督徒时，吃亏的一定是那些年轻的基督徒。
We are comfortable talking about what we like, so we avoid getting to know younger people at church.
我们对谈论自己喜欢的话题非常舒适，所以我们经常回避在教会里去认识年轻人。
Younger Christians learn they don't need to reach out to love people different from them.
年轻的基督徒也从年长的基督徒身上学到了，他们不需要去爱与他们不同圈子的人。
They don't learn that Jesus went out of his way to love and care for all sorts of people.
他们并不知道耶稣不顾一切的去爱和关心各种各样的人。
We are comfortable with our own Bible study and prayer, so we don't change our routine to study and pray with younger Christians.
我们对自己的读经和祷告很舒适，所以我们不会为了年轻的基督徒一起学习和祷告而改变我们的常规。
Younger Christians learn they only need to worry about their own spiritual life.
年轻的基督徒了解到，他们只需要关注自己的灵命。
They don't learn that Jesus died on the cross so that others could have a new spiritual life.
他们不知道耶稣死在十字架上是为了让其他人拥有新的属灵生命。
We want church to be a certain way, so we add our own rules to make it comfortable for us.
我们希望教会以某种方式而存在，所以我们加入自己的规则，使其对我们来说很舒服。
You must dress a certain way and sing songs with these instruments because that's what I like.
你必须以某种方式着装，用这些乐器演唱歌曲，因为那是我喜欢的。
Younger Christians learn that church is all about their preferences.
年轻的基督徒学到教会的一切都与他们的喜好有关。
They don't learn that Jesus prayed to not go to the cross because it was painful.
他们不知道耶稣祷告不要上十字架，因为那是痛苦的。
But because he loved us and obeyed the Father, Jesus went so far out of his comfort zone to die for us.
但是因为他爱我们，顺从天父，所以耶稣远远地离开了他的舒适区，为我们而死。
Do you love comfort more than Jesus?
你爱舒适多于耶稣吗？
How are you showing younger Christians that love of God and others is more important than comfort?
你是如何向年轻的基督徒表明爱神和爱他人比在舒适区更重要？
Are we motivated by routine, duty, comfort, or love?
我们的动机是来自于常规、责任、舒适，还是爱心呢？
Do our children or the younger Christians in our church see God's love in us?
我们的孩子或教会里的年轻基督徒在我们身上看到神的爱了吗？
Do non-Christians around us see God's love?
我们周围的非基督徒是否看到了神的爱？
How many of you feel that God's love is missing from your life?
你们有多少人觉得在生活中缺少神的爱？
If you do, Jesus gives us hope.
如果你有的话，耶稣会给我们希望。
Jesus tells us to remember how far we've fallen.
耶稣告诉我们要记住我们离当初有多么遥远。
Look back to when you felt God's love.
回想一下那些当你感受到神的爱的时候。
When were you excited to know that the God of the universe loves you?
什么时候你因为宇宙的神爱你而感到兴奋？
Or felt God's presence as people ministered to you?
或者在人们当你给你传教时感到神的存在？
When were you looking forward to coming together to worship with other Christians?
什么时候你期待着与其他基督徒一起来敬拜？
Look at where you used to be and let it motivate you to get back to Jesus.
看看以前的你，让他激励你回到耶稣的身边。
The next step is repent.
下一步是悔改。
Admit to God that doing things that love is wrong.
向神承认没有出于爱心而做的事情是错误的。
I'm sorry, Jesus. I did these things for the wrong reason. You love me so much. I want to love you too.
我很抱歉，耶稣，我做这些事情的原因是错误的。你如此爱我，我也想爱你。
Lastly, Jesus tells us to do what we used to do.
最后，耶稣告诉我们要像我们之前那样去做。
Do the things you did with love.
带着爱心去行事。
Remember that God loves you when you pray, so things don't become empty routine.
记住神爱你，这样你的祷告就不会变成空洞的语句。
Serve God because you're filled with God's love first.
服侍神是因为你首先被神的爱所充满。
Step out of your comfort zone to love others because Jesus lovingly did that for you.
走出你的舒适区去爱别人，因为耶稣慈爱的为你做了这些。
For some of you, this may be new to you.
对你们中的一些人来说，这样做可能是不太一样的。
You never did those things out of love.
你从来没有为爱而做过这些事情。
Please talk to other believers for some help.
你可以与其他基督徒交谈，寻求一些帮助。
Jesus wants the Ephesians to know he's serious.
耶稣想让以弗所教会知道他是认真的。
He warns them that if they don't change, he will come and remove their lampstand from its place.
耶稣警告他们，如果他们不改变，他就会来把他们的灯台从原处挪走。
He will end their church.
他将结束他们的教会。
God doesn't want the church to continue if there is no love.
如果没有爱，神不希望教会继续存在。
National Trust for Canada estimates that 9,000 churches will shut down in Canada in the next 10 years.
加拿大国家信托基金估计，在未来十年内，加拿大将有9000个教会陆续关闭。
In the United States, 4,500 churches closed in 2019.
在美国，2019年已有4,500座教会已关闭。
As a church, we need to take this seriously too, or else Jesus will close us down as well.
作为一个教会，我们也需要认真地对待这个问题，否则耶稣也会结束我们的教会。
Are you motivated by routine, duty, comfort, or love?
你的动机是来自常规、责任、舒适，还是爱心呢？
And how do you commit to love?
你将如何委身去爱他人？
Do you need to remember?Repent or start loving.
你是否需要回忆当初对神的爱，悔改或开始去爱其他人？
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Jesus, for your word.
感谢你，感谢耶稣给我们的话语。
I confess that I have done things out of routine, duty, or comfort.
我承认，我曾做过一些出于常规、责任或舒适的事情。
You know that there are many times that I didn't serve you or the church out of love.
你知道有很多时候我不是出于爱而服侍你或教会。
I'm sorry.
我很抱歉。
I pray that you show everyone in our church where they're at.
我求你向我们教会中每个人显明自己灵命中的位置。
If they're filled with love, encourage them to keep going.
如果他们被爱充满，请鼓励他们继续前进。
If they're doing it for the wrong reasons or the wrong way, please show them what they have done wrong and help them change.
如果他们是为了错误的原因或错误的方式在服侍，请告诉他们做错了什么，帮助他们改变。
Let our church continue to grow in love so that we can glorify you and build each other up.
让我们的教会继续在爱中成长，以便我们能够荣耀你并互相建造。
In Jesus' name I pray.
奉耶稣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.